Welcome. You're listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and today I'm joined by our content editor, Dr. Christina Zimmerman. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. Good to be with you this final session of this wonderful study called James, Living Out Your Faith. It's that last part that really has inspired me and motivated me, living out your faith. And today's session, as I said, is the final one. We're on session 6, Faith on Display in Your Priorities. So we're going to talk about planning with this session. Sometimes, though, planning is something that people do just to be doing it. You know, we do it for the sake of planning. You know, the expression, those who fail to plan, plan to fail. It's all about the plan alone itself. But that's not what we as followers of Christ should do. That's not the way we should plan. Followers of Christ are called to live by faith, trusting the goodness of God's will and always depending on Him. In other words, God should be a part of our plans. So today we're going to look at James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17, and then chapter 5, verses 7 through 11 to help us to understand how we can include God in our plans.
All right. So the point is, no matter what lies ahead, maintain your trust and dependence on God. So how can our faith focus on the will of God? Number one, subject your plans to God's will. Subject your plans to God's will. Let's read the first section starting at verse number 13. Come now, you who say today or tomorrow we will travel to such and such a city and spend a year there or do business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring, what your life will be. For you are like vapor that appears for a little while, then vanishes. Instead, you should say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So it is sin to know the good and yet not do it. Wow. So here it is. We must subject our plans to God's will. And so think about this. The old saints would always, tag on, well, we're going to do something next week. Then they would tag on, Lord willing, Lord willing. What were they doing? They were recognizing that we don't have ultimate control over our destiny. We are supposed to make plans. We need to make plans. Plans help us in order to accomplish goals, but we must subject our plans to God's will. Somebody said, we plan and God laughs, right? So we must subject our plans to God's will, because you just don't know. So how many times have you planned to do something, big or small? And then something came up that either changed it a little bit or canceled it a little bit, right? Right now, as people are flying different places, we have a lot of plane cancellations. And so that means that you had to be ready for changes, because your plans might not happen exactly the way it's intended. I was just down in Louisiana, and My flight got canceled, right? And I wasn't going to be able to get home till the next day. But I knew that I could drive home and be there that same night, right? So our plans change. And so it's important that we submit our will to God's will, our plans to God's plans, and recognize that God is ultimately in control. He says that in verse 15, our memory verse. Instead, you should say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. So I've got a calendar full of things to do, but I will only do them if the Lord wills. Or let me say it like the old saints, I will only do them, Lord willing.
Amen.
So what are you thinking, Christina?
Yeah, you know, that's good, Mark. You know, it helps us to understand that we just have to trust God, the God who created this world and who has our lives in his hands. You talked about his sovereignty. He is sovereign. He's in control of everything. So when we plan and we leave God out, just think about this. We're pretty much on our own. And so God is able to help us, to make a way when things are going awry, when things change. You know, life has a way of opening up when God is in control. So we need to definitely include God in our plans. And the way we do that is simply through prayer and submission to him when we pray. And just talking to him about what we are setting our minds to do. And you know, the thing we need to remember too is that we want to glorify God in everything that we do. So use that as a thermostat, a thermometer, as a gauge that bringing glory to God with your plans is the way that you want to do, living according to his will. And of course, his will is in his word. So all of those coming together will help us to plan in a way that will be pleasing to God. Do not leave God out of your plans. You know, that will be a dangerous step for you. Include God in the plans that you're making.
All right, so we must subject your plans to God's will and focus on the Lord's return. You talk about a plan interrupter. That's one right there, right? Chapter 5, verse number 7. Therefore, brothers and sisters, be patient until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth and is patient with it until it receives the early and latter rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts because the Lord's coming is near. Brothers and sisters, do not complain about one another so that you will not be judged. Look, the judge stands at the door. And so there it is. That's the great plan interrupter. Is the Lord's coming. So we can make all the plans we want, but the Lord is coming one day, and that will interrupt everybody's plans. And so he says we have to learn to be patient. That's a good word right there. And wait, just like the farmer waits to receive, it says the early and the latter rains, right? The early rains are the spring rains. The latter rains are late summer, early fall. The early and the spring and the latter rains, right? So that he can receive the crop. And so we too must be patient. Farmer can't just throw a seed in and say, I want to come back tomorrow and get it. No, he has to be patient and wait. And so there it is, a reminder to each and every one of us to also be patient because God's coming, God is coming. The Lord is coming. His coming is near. And so he says, ultimately, you know, there are a lot of people who get on our nerves, right? Who don't see things the way we see it, don't do things the way we think it ought to be done. And ultimately, we can't impose our will on them. Don't stand around judging people, right? We're back to this again. We had this early in the study. Now we're back to it again. Don't just stand around judging people, because the judge is coming. Jesus is the ultimate judge, and he is coming. What's the scripture say? Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. So leave the judgment to Almighty God. You just try to work things out and work with people the best you can. All right, what are you saying here, Christine? Right.
Well, I'm just saying amen to all that you're saying there, Mark. I like what you said, that Christ's return is the great plan interrupter. So this helps us to put our priorities in order and to get a better perspective on life when we consider that Jesus is coming back. And even though we don't want to sit and do nothing and waiting for him to come, but we are urged to be patient. And I think this is a way to help us to know that our sovereign God has everything in control. You know, he's coming back. And so when we plan, we don't have to worry about anything. You know, make sure that we understand that God is in control. And I like the way James is making us look at what he talked about earlier. So he's taking us full circle so we can see very clearly that faith, living that out in our lives, is encompassing all of this. And ultimately, we need to focus on Christ's return. And this is not even the end of this session right here. We've got another subtitle to look at. But what a great way to look at this. Focus on the Lord's return. Yes.
So subject your plans to God's will. Focus on the Lord's return. And then all you can do is stay the course. Stay the course. Let's read these last verses, starting in chapter 5, verse 10. Brothers and sisters, take the prophets who spoke in the Lord's name as an example of suffering and patience. See, we count as blessed those who have endured. You have heard of Job's endurance and have seen the outcome that the Lord brought about. The Lord is compassionate and merciful. So there it is. Stay the course. Stay the course. And he gives us this example of the Old Testament prophets who prophesied but did not see those things happening even in their lifetime, right? So we're supposed to do good, try to carry out the Lord's will, understand that God ultimately is in charge. Everything might not change and happen the way we want it to. But just remember, be patient and endure. This prophets didn't bite their tongues. They kept on telling the story. They kept on, reminding people of God's will and what was going to happen in the future. So, and ultimately endure. And then he uses Job and says, you remember Job, right? And he says, and the outcome the Lord had, you remember that Job lost everything in Job chapter 1. But when you get to the end of the book, the Lord restores everything that Job lost and adds more on top. And so we have got to trust that evil may triumph in and around our lives. And sometimes we may feel like our society is taking two steps forward and three steps backwards. Come on, that's kind of where we feel like we are right now. But just keep this in mind. God is going to fix it in his own time. He is the ultimate fixer. He is the ultimate judge. And we have to just depend on him. We must be faithful even when wrong is going on. But remember that the Lord is compassionate and merciful, and he will fix it after a while. He is the great fixer. All right. What are you seeing here, Christina?
Absolutely. And you know, this subtitle, Stay the Course, I remember years ago when President Bush, that's the younger Bush, George Walker Bush, I think that's his name, George Walker Bush, when he was president, he used those three words, stay the course. And I, you know, with all that he was going through, I'm not sure specifically what he was talking about, but I have a sense that it was about the war that was going on. But anyway, you know, the principle is the same, that after he had done all that, things were going the way that it was going, he was encouraging America to stay the course, because that's what he was going to do. So when we look at this study, we can use that as well. We've looked at faith on display in various ways, you know, in our priorities, in our, you know, the very first one, in our hard times. You know, I'm looking back at those in my notes, hard times, and all of the others. You know, once we've studied that, stay the course. And James has given us even some lives that we can look at, the prophets who were exemplary. You know, they were examples, faithful prophets who continued to speak the truth in the face of hardship, and how they live and how patiently they endured. So as we see these things, we can stay the course as well. And of course, as Mark said, Job is a good example. Our lesson has pointed this out. He added that having seen the outcome that God brought about, at the end of Job's story, God not only forgave his friends, but also showed mercy to Job by restoring his fortune. So James concluded by pointing to these things. And that's wonderful that we have this. This is a very complete study. It's one that we should benefit mightily from, because we want to tear down the walls of the way we have compartmentalized our lives and allow the faith that we have to allow God and his Holy Spirit to be lived out in every area of our lives, every area.
All right, so just keep that in mind. Once you get on the right course, it won't always be easy, but stay the course. Stay the course, and God will work it all out in his own time. So this has been great, and I know that this is going to be a blessing to those that you share this study with as well. So I want to remind everybody, if you're a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on just a moment, because Christina is going to give us a powerful 1 minute teaching tip. But I want to remind everybody to get your own copy of the You Bible Study curriculum. You can get it at lifeway.com/you. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is our urban cultural forward Bible study. It comes in paper and digital formats, has a teacher's guide in the back of the book, daily devotional pages so that you can stay engaged in the Word of God every day. And there's a leader's pack that comes along with it. It aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody. And I hope that you will make sure that you get your copy and dig into this study. It can have a profound impact on the people that you serve. Christina, come on and give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, our teaching tip for today goes right along with, you know, a great way to end this session and to end this whole study. you're going to encourage the learners to use growth cards. And so what they're going to do is, what you need to do is bring some index cards and pass those out so that the learners can write down areas that they have been challenged in. And these areas also are areas where they need support so that they can be consistent in exercising the faith and putting that faith on display in their lives. Encourage them to make those challenges and convictions a matter of prayer. This is a way to break down those boxes and compartments in their lives. You're allowing the power of God and His Spirit into these areas. And so we want to continue to do that. It's being successful in the application of a great study, living out your faith. So this is wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right. So this has been a powerful study, and we know it's going to be a blessing to you and your church family as you go through this. And so, friend, join us again for another You Bible Study podcast, because you never know where God will take you.